200,000 children on waiting lists for health services, over 50,000 children waiting more than a year. The services being waited for range from speech and language therapy and physiotherapy to hospital tests and operations. The data was provided by the HSE in response to a series of questions from Fianna Fáil's health spokesperson, Stephen Donnelly, who's with us now. Thank you for coming in to us.
Morning, Gavin. Thank you for having me.
Why did you look for this information?
So over the last 2 years, more and more parents have been coming to me. Parents whose children have scoliosis, whose spines are curving, who are waiting more than a year for surgery. Parents who are being told that their children's teeth are falling out and they need emergency surgery, but there is no emergency surgery available and they can get it done privately for €4,000 or €5,000. Parents who are coming to me all over Wicklow who are saying, my child has special needs. My child has been assessed for speech and language, for occupational therapy, for psychology. My child desperately needs this support. We all know that early intervention is critical. And they're getting letters from overwhelmed service providers saying, look, your child is on a list, but we're not even going to tell you how long it's going to take because we simply don't have the additional capacity required. So parents are becoming desperate. Children are suffering at levels that have never been seen before. So I wanted to pull together a full picture of exactly how many children are waiting for hospital treatment, waiting to just see a hospital consultant, waiting for community-based therapies like speech and language and occupational therapy and so forth. And the figures we got are shocking, Gavin. At about 220,000, that's three Croke Parks full of sick children, children with special needs, children waiting. And it's about 60,000, 57,000 waiting more than a year. It's nearly a full Croke Park of sick children waiting more than a year for healthcare. And these figures are understated. A lot of the hospitals don't actually collect the data by age. We don't know how many are waiting for diagnostics in total. So the figure of 220,000 children is a very conservative figure. And it's an appalling situation.
Children's Health Ireland say that their outpatient waiting lists have dropped from the end of May to the end of November. They say that those waiting over 12 months, the figure has dropped as well. And the HSE say they're continuing to work in close collaboration with the National Treatment Purchase Fund, are fully committed to improving services for our patients by tackling long patient waiting times and ensuring timely access to treatment and care for our patients. There's a big difference in the number of children who are waiting and how long they're waiting for services. In, for example, Dublin North West and Dublin North compared to Dublin South East and Dunleary. Mm. Why?
Well, we don't know why. We've just got these figures and we're really just looking into them. What we do know from the figures is that there is massive postcode lottery going on. So, for example, North and West Dublin are in a very bad way. Cork and Kerry have very big waiting lists. Kilkenny, Tipperary and Waterford have very big waiting lists. But as you say, parts of South County Dublin, for example, have almost none.
Is it because there are services there or it's because the people in those areas are willing and able to pay for services there?
My guess is that there are better services available, and indeed parents who have the money are paying privately where they have to. If you have a child with special needs, or if you have a child who needs an operation, a child who's in pain, a child who's waiting on a wheelchair, if you have the money or you can borrow the money, most parents will do that. But the reality is these treatments are very expensive, which is why they must always be provided by the state, but through the public healthcare system. I would imagine that any parent who has a sick child, a suffering child, who can find the money is doing that. And what we are seeing is a correlation between wealthier areas and lower waiting lists. So that is part of it. But also, Gavin, the reality is the services are not being evenly spread. And what we appear to be seeing, which would be very worrying if it's the case, is that some of the more affluent areas around the country are having a higher level of service provided. And obviously that would be completely unacceptable.
If you believe that you can do better, why don't you go to the people and ask for a mandate to do that?
Well, we are doing that, and we're doing that very soon. As you know, there's going to be an election very shortly. And if I could just talk to some of the solutions.
You could do it now.
We could, and it's coming in the next few months.
Your party colleague John McGuinness says, for example, that if a motion of confidence, or no confidence rather, is put on either a minister or the government, he'll support that.
Look, John's position, to be honest, really doesn't matter. There's an election coming in a matter of months, so people are getting ready for that. And what I'm doing and what Fianna Fáil is doing is putting solutions together to say, I think an awful lot of people in the country have now said, look, we have to change this government. We have to change where we're going on health,
so
on
the
housing.
The country can wait longer for an election, and these children can wait longer for services.
The country absolutely cannot wait, and there's an election coming in the next few months. And if I could, would you give me a moment to just talk about some of the solutions? Because it's all well and good compiling the numbers person saying there's hundreds of thousands of children suffering. But what I have to do, what Fianna Fáil has to do, is offer solutions. So here's some of the things that could be done right now. Because a lot of this, the HSE gets the blame, but a lot of this is a political failure. Because under previous governments, both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, previous governments, waiting lists like this were never seen before. So what would I do? What would Fianna Fáil do right now? We would end the hiring embargo that's in place. We would remove the new entrant pay inequality that's in place, so we can hire the doctors, the nurses, the therapists. We'd open the diagnostic suites longer. As an example, Temple Street has a big waiting list for diagnostics. Yes. They've been approved for 30 radiographers, but they've only been able to hire 19. That's not good.
In the limited time that we have available, all of your solutions will require money, a lot more money, on an already record health budget. How much more money would you need to have increased diagnostics, more staff, more pay for consultants? How much money are we talking about?
Well, this is what's so frustrating, Gavin. Take Temple Street. They've already been approved for 30 posts. So the HSE service plan, the funding is there for those 30 posts. But there's a hiring embargo in place saying they can't hire the extra 11 they need. So they're working on about half capacity. One of the big things that's needed is a reversal of new entrant pay inequality. We have the lowest level of consultants, including pediatric consultants, anywhere in the world. That would cost about 20 to 24 million a year. So in the scale of an 18 billion euro budget, it's a rounding error. It needs to happen. We need to increase capacity. Doctors, nurses, therapists, children cannot be allowed wait like they are.
Stephen Donnelly, Fianna Fáil Health spokesperson, thank you very much for coming into us.